Welcome to The Listening Post. I'm your host, Thomas Walsh.
Knowing what I know now, I would go back to the point of desegregation. I would really be more discouraging of giving up the things that we had created that were strong institutionally. I would take the knowledge of that and try to work hard to get people to slow their roll in terms of deciding that everything needed to be something that was, you know, integrated.
That's Carol Bebel, co-founder and executive director of the Ashe Cultural Arts Center, telling us what era in New Orleans she wishes she could revisit. We're inspired by the tricentennial this month and considering New Orleans' past, present, and future. Joining me to talk about our survey results is the crew of Listening Post, producers Claudia Lopez.
Hello.
And Natalie R.
Hello.
Welcome, guys. Thanks for joining me here. A couple questions to contextualize things. What do we ask our people this month?
This month with Listening Post, we asked, if you could get in a time machine and go back to see any moment in New Orleans history, what would it be and why? A lot of the results that came in were very interesting, whether it be seeing the inception of certain neighborhoods like the Treme or even different traditions that we have around the city.
Kind of brought out the historian in everyone mm-hmm. that we spoke to, didn't it?
Yep. Definitely. We had people who wanted to have participated in some past historical moment. One person said that they would want to be protesting Andrew Jackson's martial law of New Orleans with other locals. Someone said, I would go back to 1727 to meet the Ursuline sisters that came from France. I would love to see their strength and fortitude establishing a hospital in this wild and male-dominated city. And one person even said they'd go back to 1885 in the heart of Lafcadio O'Hearn's time to have drinks with him at the old Absinthe House as he chronicles the end of the true Creole culture in the French Quarter. And that person noted, I've obviously thought about this.
One person mentioned that they'd like to see the French Quarter being built because they would actually rethink about where to put the French Quarter. For some people, it's about the design of the city. And for others, it's about seeing traditions that have been passed on with their families.
Yeah, I had a friend who said that they wanted to go back to the warehouse in the early 1970s and see David Bowie perform. So sometimes it's really just to kind of get some kicks and have some fun. Other times it's a little bit deeper than that. Natalie, you also had a chance to take this out to public spaces. You went out to the Greenway, not too far from your house. Had a chance to run into some people out there?
Yes, recorded with several wonderful people, and here's one of the responses I got.
Entonces me hubiera gustado mucho esas transiciones. ¿Qué se siente en que tú estás en tu casa y que de repente por decisiones de tus gobernantes solo te dicen ya no eres parte de ya sea de la colonia española o la colonia francesa?
So as our resident bilingual, Natalie, can you help us out with this one?
He'd like to see the moments of transition in New Orleans when New Orleans became a Spanish colony, when it became a French colony, and then later when it was bought by the United States, to see what that was like for people who were at home in their space and then, you know, now you're Spanish or now you're French.
Clearly thinking about citizenship here.
Exactly.
So, Claudia, we went to public spaces. We had our text message system where people were able to dial in this month. Where else did we go with this survey? Because I believe you put together a montage for us once again.
Yeah. So a lot of the audio collected this month were at our Listening Post locations. We have one at the main library on Loyola and also one at the First Cup Cafe on Calhoun.
If I could go back in a time machine, I would like to see the World Fair in New Orleans and ride on the monorail.
I would like to have been a member of one of the indigenous people's families and witnessing Bienville walk from the Bayou St. John and asking him, can we help you?
I'd like to see the Indians, how they developed, how they came about during slavery time. Because my grandfather, mother was an Indian. See that.
Unless you're a white guy, it would have been a bad situation. So I would only be willing to go back to the past if I could go incognito and with a movie camera. I would love to take film of Africans building our city.
My wedding back in 1983.
Maybe I'd be born in the 1890s so that I could be in my teens or 20s, you know, during Storyville era. Just to be a fly on the wall of a brothel in Storyville would be great.
One of the most treacherous streets in the East right now is on Tyra Lane out here. That same street used to have an Olympic-sized swimming pool in the apartment complex over there, two of them. It wasn't a problem to live anywheres out here. Now it is. And that's just being honest.
On to question number two. This one was about the future of New Orleans and what people would hope to see in the future. Guys, what were some of our results for this one?
A couple of people talked about statues. One person said they wanted to see statues of all the greats. And when I asked them what that meant to them, they said some of the great musicians, Louis Armstrong, Son House, Fats Domino, and all the people who, quote, took nothing and made a whole lot of something out of it.
That's fantastic. You know, I was really pleased to see that the most common response was people looking toward the infrastructure of the city, where the city, the roads, the pipes, and the coastline would all be secured so that we are living here and functioning here on a regular basis. Claudia, you put together a nice little montage that kind of addresses this future about where we're going and what people would like to see. Let's get it rolling.
I would love to see the schools going back to their original glory, their original splendor, and also having the people that went to school here taking more of a stance.
I would make a huge investment in culture and art.
Our city government, including the mayor, to do an obvious better job of taking care of the homeless.
If we don't ever take the opportunity to look at where we've come from, then it's really hard to have a clear light down the path to understand where we are.
I would hope to see New Orleans still existing and not underwater.
What I would want to see is like less violence and like all the buildings like redone, like everything that's beautiful. Mainly no violence though.
That'll about do it for this month's edition of The Listening Post. Once again, it's a reminder that this community engagement project can only happen with your participation, so we really encourage you to participate. Claudia, can you tell them how to do that?
You can text us or call us at 504-303-4348. And to find all of our monthly responses and even some of our hilarious social media posts, you can check us out at listeningpostnola.com.
And Natalie, how about our Twitter accounts and everything like that?
You can find us on social media at LP_Nola.
Thank you, thank you, thank you both. So by the time we're back here next time, Carnival will have rolled around, and we hope that you guys will join us here. Claudia, Natalie, thank you both for joining me here in studio. We'll see you next time.
See you next time. Be safe, New Orleans.
All right. Our microphone is your microphone, New Orleans. Thanks for listening.